All right, breaking news. Guess what? All positive, long-lasting, permanent change happens from the inside out. That's right. All permanent, long-lasting change happens from the inside out. I was just having a visit this last weekend from a friend of many years. My wife and I have known Mary for 15 years or so. We've seen her go from someone that was a housewife, very happy at that, but then she got the urge to want to help others. And she went through training programs and she became a case manager, working with people with drug and alcohol problems at a special organization that even had a live-in facility where people with these problems can go and receive all kinds of support. And you know what we talked about? How that didn't work. Over and over and over, people would relapse. In fact, relapse was expected. Failure was expected. And it was frustrating to work with these people over and over again. And as we're talking about that, she even talked about how heartbreaking it was that working with these clients and then having them go back into relapse, and especially the heartbreaking experience she told me about of a fentanyl addiction winding up in death. It's just so difficult. And I had just given her the day before my book, The Secret Language of Feelings. And we had talked about in order to get change in people, they have to begin to understand that these emotions are pure drive. And as I was talking to her, I just said, Mary, all long-term positive change always, always, always starts with a change from the inside out. That's right. Unless you change the person on the inside, you've got to remove the drive. In the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, it talks about how we feel bad inside, might be fear, anger, guilt, and so on from the past. It just racks up. Then what we do is we push it down, push it down, push it down. And then we get into situations, what she called triggers. And what happens is we get in a situation and that feeling comes up, fear, anger, guilt, and so on. And what we do is then we want to manage that feeling. And the way those people, and really all of us, are managing those feelings are through distraction, to take something to make us feel better, either by simply taking our mind off what's going on inside or actually altering how we feel through drugs, alcohol, and this kind of thing. Now, some people do it with food. Some people do it by working too much, but some people do it by drinking too much or using drugs. And as I'm talking to her, I can see the lights going on. All permanent change has to happen at the inside out. And she shared with me all the great things they do with their organization. They supply these people that come in with food and clothing. They set them up with social services. They actually can get them a place to live while they're going through the process of getting off the drugs or the alcohol, live-in treatment. But the thing is, she told me it's expected that they will relapse. Gosh, it's expected. How frustrating. Well, guess what? Frustration is telling you that what you're doing isn't working and you need to try something else. And so she was very curious about what I do. And I talked about there's really three things that I do with my clients. And mostly I work with normal everyday people with normal everyday problems, but I do get referrals from drug and alcohol counselors, and I also get them from social workers and psychologists and these kinds of things. And what we do is one of the first thing is I get people reading the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, and they're going to learn that all of these emotions are languages. They're trying to get you to do something. Fear, what that's trying to tell you is, hey, your security, your well-being, something bad is going to happen. All this is at risk and you need to take action. But we don't learn that. We learn, oh, don't show your fear, stuff it down, stuff it down. And when it's stuffed down, it's still there. And emotions are pure drive. And there's a weird thing that I call emotional resonance. They call them triggers. When you get in certain situations, you start to feel like you felt back then, and then they resonate, and the feeling comes up strong. And what do workaholics do? They work. What do overweight people do? They eat. What do alcoholics do? They drink. What do people who are abusing drugs, they're going to use their drug of choice. And so that's feel bad, distract. It's only going to lead to frustration and depression. So in the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, I teach my clients that all feelings are good when they come from accurate perceptions. And I'm going to show them, number one, name the feeling. Number two, what is the cause of the feeling, which is what they're thinking, not what's going on, but what they're thinking about what's going on. And then what's going to happen is they need to do a satisfying response. So it's one, two, three, then A, B, C. One, two, three, name the feeling, name the cause, and then the satisfying response, which is reality check, and then so on. If it is fear, that means you need to respond to that situation in a way that makes you feel more safe, truly safe. If it's anger, that always comes from thinking that's not fair in one way or another. Some way, what you're observing is that that's not fair. And what you need to do is do one, two, three, ABC. One, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? What is causing me to feel this way? And then do a satisfying response, which always starts off with reality check. Is that really not fair? So fear, anger, and then guilt. Guilt is thinking, I've done someone wrong. But guess what? You don't like the feeling of guilt any more than you like the feeling of anger or fear. You push it down, push it down. Then you get in these trigger situations. And the feeling comes up, and your urge then is can be overpowering to distract, unless you've been given an alternative. And the alternative is to look into and understand the wisdom of fear, anger, guilt, sadness, loneliness, stress, all these feelings, so you can respond to them in a satisfying way. And you know what? There's side effects. And the side effects are all good. You're going to start feeling more calm, more relaxed, stronger inside. You're going to find out, my clients come in and say, you know, the stuff that used to bother me just doesn't seem to bother me anymore. And in addition to this, so number one is the secret language of feelings. Number two is seventh path. There's two forms of seventh path. If you're trained in hypnosis, then we do seventh path self-hypnosis. If you're not trained in hypnosis, or you're in an environment where, you know, hypnosis has not yet been approved, then what you're going to do is call seven path transformation, which is more of a meditative approach. And what's going to happen is you're going to learn how to use a technique that includes a thing called a recognition, and then observing the echo. And it creates a state of mind where just anything can come up, positive stuff, neutral stuff, and negative stuff. And what happens is the recognition is positively charged. And when positive stuff comes up, it becomes stronger. When neutral stuff comes up, those are just your normal everyday thoughts, they start to carry a positive charge. And probably most importantly, when negative stuff comes up, like old fears, old guilt, old sadness, it begins to be discharged, neutralized. And so you just start calming down and feeling better. So one, the secret language of feelings. Two, seventh path transformation, or seventh path self-hypnosis. And number three, powerful insight-based hypnotherapy or hypnosis work. What happens without a properly trained hypnotist that goes beyond just the basics can actually work on those emotions inside through the power of providing the client with life-changing, instantaneously life-changing insights that transform fear, anger, guilt into things like gratitude, confidence, self-esteem. And then what happens is, you know what? You can start going through life more calm, more in control, more excited, more positive about the day. So these three things, be it that you want to work on yourself as a helping professional, or you want to have more success, and I know you do, because so many helping professionals are frustrated because of people relapsing. What you want to do is you want to start moving into powerful insight-based work. because that causes people to change in the inside, not just supportive work. Now, supportive work is good. Groups, classes, special environments for people who need them, but that stuff will not last for many, many, many of your patients and clients unless you change how they feel inside. Ooh. Now, when they change the feel, how they feel inside, you don't have to worry. They can begin to grow on their own. And one of the great things about the secret language of feelings is it's a tool they can use every day to respond to things that come up. Because people are going to treat you unfairly. People are going to do you wrong. Unsafe situations come up, but they learn how to respond to them in a satisfying way so they don't have to build up and get pushed down, which causes distraction. Seven Pass Self-Hypnosis goes in and removes not just the emotions of the past, but also the limiting beliefs, what I call programs of the past. That's why I like to call it the very first antivirus software for the human mind, removing those destructive programs. And then the hypnotherapy and hypnosis work process that we call Five Path, where we can go in and systematically both remove all that negativity and suggest that they can start getting what they want in life, to be happier, to be more productive, to be more successful. If this is interesting to you, I want to do what I did with Mary. I said, you should take my course, the course that on Five Path, Seven Path, and the Secret Language of Feelings, hypnotherapy certification course through my Texas State Licensed School. And you know what she did? She signed up for it right there. She's going to be in the September class. It's going to be so awesome that our relationship has gone from that very friendly, casual relationship of me and my wife knowing her and her husband and our circle of friends to having this professional relationship. It's so nice when life works out that way. And so go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. I've got more videos there that'll explain what's going on. You're going to learn something very cool, I'm sure. So go to banyanhypnosiscareertraining.com and you're going to learn more. And one of the great things about the course is they're hybrid courses. And that means there's going to be people both in the class, in the physical classroom, and also online. I got a big TV screen up in the front of the class. All the people who are online show up on the big TV screen. And then, of course, we've got the people in class. And what's cool is every day we practice what we learn, both the people who are online and the people who are in the class get to practice. And so, something I don't know if any other class in the world does, but allows people to learn in class, online class, or in the physical classroom, and then practice what you're learning with people who are online, because the future is here. Doing online sessions is not the future, it's the now. And every hypnosis, a certification course of any kind that's modern at all, should have that kind of training in it. All right, you can tell I'm excited. I hope to see you in class. It'll be awesome. You can call our office if you have any questions. All that information is once again on Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. That's it. Cal Banyan for now. I hope to see you in class. Signing out.